Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Joe, did you see when Rob came back from Nashville, he had the boots with the Spurs on?
I didn't have the apple bottom jeans.
No, but you had the Spurs on them, man. It was Cowboy Rob.
Got Spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
Did you go fishing in the dark? The first time I went to Nashville, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band's Fishing in the Dark, I heard it about 50 effing times.
Woo.
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Never heard of them.
Oh, Joe, you got to get some fishing in the dark, man.
I never heard of the song or the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Yeah.
Is that like a recent band?
No, it's an older song.
Nope.
Fishing in the Dark? I think, is it from the 90s?
Never heard of it.
Maybe 80s?
1987.
87.
Nope.
All right, let's get to this. Joe can play that later, hopefully. New York strip strip club manager accused of drugging, robbing customers of thousands, and filming with them with dancers. Now, it's kind of interesting. So now, yesterday was my son's birthday. He turned 21. I have two kids I can go out and drink with, which feels weird, and I'm sure.
How old are your kids now? 21 and what?
21 and 22. That's why
you
I tell
just
people
hop right back up on the horse.
Yeah, the reason I got married in the
horse,
honeymoon.
I'm sorry.
Thanks. I'm sure my ex-wife appreciates that.
I know her. So, yeah. So if you told her I said that, she would look at you and say, "Yeah, that sounds about right."
But I was never really a big strip club guy. Like we went for the routine stuff, your bachelor party, don't get me wrong, I'm not opposed to it. I would never go by myself. But like if I got a phone call with the guys and everybody's going out, I'm in.
To Nashville or to
club? Strip clubs. I'm just saying like this, the allegations against Luigi Canessa, 46, who managed Shenanigans Gentlemen's Club, came after he was busted for selling over 5 grams of pure methamphetamine. So he wasn't just recording customers. Men would go into Shenanigans as a customer and leave as victims. It was an Albany strip club. They would drug and rob customers. Same thing we were talking about when they change your bill, putting drugs in your drink, recording these guys. It said that Canessa also managed an adjoining lingerie shop. He underreported his income by more than 500%, telling probation officers that he only made $3,000 a month from the two hustles. So just not a nice guy, but getting recorded in a strip club would be a terrible thing.
If you're not supposed to be there.
Yeah, well.
If you're supposed to be there, then who cares?
I mean, yeah, but nobody wants to see what goes. It's like Fight Club. You don't talk about it once you leave.
Yeah, but you can't blackmail me because you got me on camera.
If you're getting a lap dance in the back, it could look very different.
But you're in a strip club. Yeah, you're not blackmailing me for being in a strip club.
Okay. Fair enough.
You're not. I mean, come on. Unless there was some other things going on in there, then you can blackmail me.
I think some of that stuff goes on.
But that's what I mean. So other things had to be.
Well, there's weird things that go on in the champagne room, from what I've been told.
From what you've been told?
Yeah, the champagne room. Room 112, where the players dwell.
Oh, so you've never been there before. Go ahead.
Spring breakers go wild in chaotic footage of booze-soaked brawls. Look at this, and you tell me, you were a police officer, and you worked beach patrol. How do you stop that? Like, that's a fight breaking out, and there's at least, what would you say, 200 people there?
Can I give 150? You a similar story to that?
Yeah.
We used to have this park every Sunday during the summer. Bikers, crotch rocket bikers. Used to show up there. There's about 200 people there. There's one dude named Freddie. I'm just going to give you his first name. He was a cop, a rookie like me. He showed up, and he thought he was John Wayne. Ask your parents who that is. And he said, yeah, we're going to have to get this place under control. Now, nothing was going on. Had to get this place under control. Officer Mack looked at me, who was the veteran. I said, Freddie, it's 200 of them. It's four of us. You better hope they give you control.
Yeah.
You ain't taking nothing. In a situation like that, you got to hope they give you control because you're not taking control.
So they said it started with two women lunging at each other, exchanging brutal punches during the intense exchange. And you know what happens. You got people trying to break it up. Don't touch this person. I'm with her. Don't touch this person. Then all of a sudden the shouting starts. You got people that are trying to be, the ones to break it up and be peacemakers here. But it doesn't matter. It just turns into an all-out brawl. And then we had women that were going topless in this area as well. And just the drinking, loud music. But mainly, like all the other stuff, when you're having fun, there's not kids around, whatever. Like, I don't have as much of an issue with it. The fighting and just the dumb stuff. It just...
That's when dudes stop trying to break the fight up, though.
Yeah. Well,
when women start going topless, that's when they stop trying to bring it up.
Well, here, let me get this last story. We were talking about a Florida couple and what they did with lottery tickets. This is so funny. They were hoping to win $1 million. Kira Enders and her boyfriend, Dakota Jones, allegedly attempted to trick lottery officials into giving them a $1 million prize. With two torn scratch off tickets spliced together to form a winning ticket. How you like that? Was there tape around it too? Oh man.
That sounds like my federal tax jet.
The two tickets were ripped horizontally with the top half of one ticket and the bottom half of the other, then carefully pieced together to show the $1 million prize winner, according to a police report. By the way, you know you don't even have to scratch off the things. You can just scratch off the barcode and as soon as they scan it, they know it's not a winner. Yeah. So these people are just idiots. The Frankenstein ticket, as they called it, failed, and the fraudsters forgot to check the serial numbers, as we were just talking about, with the two different tickets. They didn't match up. So obviously now they're in a lot of hot water. Jones told the same lottery agent that the couple found two halves of a wet ticket walking down a road and tried to cash that. So much like what we were talking about. Oh, we found this. We can't be in trouble for... Okay, you guys are in trouble. We know you created this. And that's your world of stupid.
Thank you very much, Jeremy Kahn, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Todd Kopovich joins us to talk some Ravens at 9 o'clock at the draft. It's creeping upon us. We got to talk some draft heavy this week. We do. Going to have Mike Preston on Thursday. Try to get Rita Hubbard on one day this week, too, get her perspective on draft. I'm getting excited about the draft now that we're here.
Yeah.
I wasn't last week, a week before. Now that it's this week, I'm excited.
I was also told we have to have, by my buddy Vince, that we have to have Rashawn on. I know he called in earlier to pronounce Suarez's last name.
Would he try that yesterday or something?
Apparently, after our show on Friday, he called in Vinny and Haney, and called him Suarez.
Suarez.
Instead of Suarez, it was Suarez.
Suarez.
Yeah.
All right.
Whose name was he butchering last?
He butchers everybody.
It wasn't the World Series. I love him, man. He's flying back.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Can Anthony Edwards be the new face of the NBA? He's in Minnesota. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
8:16 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Orioles weekend wrap up at 8:30, but right now, Jeremy, I love Anthony Edwards. You know that. I love him. He's one of my favorite guys in the association. I think his talent level is through the roof. He might be the most talented player in the league.
Could be, because he plays both ends of the floor.
Yes, yes. And he cares about playing both ends of the floor. And we may have lost track of what we saw on Saturday night because we had four games yesterday. But for those of you that forgot and didn't know or just didn't know, Anthony Edwards in 36 minutes of basketball had 33 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals. The guy just, as you said, Jeremy, he does it all. His plus minus was plus 19. He's that dude.
Yeah, and you know the thing that we all take away from this game and watching it is him chirping right in the face of Kevin Durant. Like, he's so confident in himself, and he said that's his favorite player.
Yeah.
He doesn't mind poking the bear there because he's confident in what they can do.
He wants to smoke.
Be careful what you wish for, because I think this is going to be a close series. And Kevin Durant will have something for him. But Durant had a great game, as you put it.
31 points.
He out-Duranted Durant. I mean, in every aspect, because they were talking about how good KD looked, and all of a sudden you're like, well, here he comes. Because Anthony Edwards he's an absolute problem in this league. The same way I was talking about Ja Morant and the game starting to slow down a little bit, you see it for him. And if Ja can stay out of the news and stay out of trouble, stay healthy, I think you've got two guys that can help carry this league a long way.
I agree with you. I'm looking forward to seeing that. Listen, this guy, we're talking about his talent. But my question to you is this. Can he be the face of the NBA?
Yeah, he already looks like Michael Jordan. So you got that going for him. Of course he can be the face of the league. He's got to be, but you know, he also, can you be the face of the league and be in trouble and have other issues? He hasn't been in any serious trouble yet or anything. He did have the issue with the girl getting pregnant and
if you become the face of the league, you get in trouble to cover it up. So, no.
Oh, so that's what we're hoping for. I'm not saying he hasn't been in any trouble, but he's been viewed differently since that. He's been very outspoken about referees, like, take the money. If they're not calling it the right way, I'm going to let you know. So I just hope, again, keeps his head on straight, because I think he's got superstar qualities, and it's already showing now, and I think people are already calling him that.
I think he either has to win it all in Minnesota or get a new address to become the face of the league. That's just because
it's Minnesota.
Yep.
We had that conversation before.
I think he either needs to win it all or get a new address. I think if Anthony Edwards is playing in Los Angeles, preferably the Lakers, he's the face of the league. If he's playing for the Knicks, the Celtics, the Heat, he's the face of the league. In Minnesota, I think he has to overcome a lot.
They were the number one seed for most of the year, but again,
no one's talking about it. I mean, Kevin Garnett was a great basketball player in Minnesota. He became boom in Boston, and he wasn't as good in Boston as he was in Minnesota.
No.
But it wasn't until he got to Boston that people were like, hey, we knew he was. Basketball people knew him, but if he finishes his career in Minnesota, he's not on a gambling commercial right now.
See, and that's what people don't realize. So the problem with sometimes how we look at some of these guys, like you just brought up a great example. Like Kevin Love, when he was in Minnesota, was a 2020 guy.
Yeah.
And then he goes to the Cavs, and he's a good player, but he's kind of a role player for them. I'm not saying he didn't get his. Don't get me wrong.
And you know him.
Yeah. And then with Kyrie being there, yet another star. So you have to have star power to get it done. And he's got two bigs with him, and he's getting it done, which I don't know that's the way to do it. It kind of worked this year for him, even though Karl-Anthony Towns got hurt. But I do think he's special. I think there's something there.
And I think, and listen, I'm not trying to get him out of Minnesota. I'm not trying to do that to their fans. However, I just think marketing-wise, he was sure. I'll give you another guy. Chris Bosh was the man in Toronto and had to go on his own campaign to get himself in the All-Star game. Remember that?
Yeah.
He goes to Miami. He's number three, and he's the man. By being number three, he's the man. He's going to All-Star games now.
All those
by
guys,
being the third best.
LeBron and D-Wade said they don't win championships without him.
Without him. You know what I mean? He was the man in Toronto.
He was a perennial All-Star that was getting 20 and 12 every single, like, and that's the thing. A lot of these guys are talented that if you put them and make them, like, for example, Dante DiVincenzo gets thrust into the starting lineup with the Knicks, right? And then all of a sudden he's taken off. Well, it has a lot to do with Julius Randle being off the floor, how many minutes he's getting, the opportunity cost, and what comes with it. Haven't we seen guys here in Baltimore with the Orioles get an opportunity to play all year? And you're like, man, why didn't he get another chance? He wasn't that bad. Was not consistent enough, and he's doing this against left-handed pitching. And, you know, when you look at it, it's opportunity cost. Like, wow, he had 80 RBIs. Well, yeah, he had a chance to get at bats every single day, where on another team he wouldn't.
And sometime here, nowadays, it's crowded.
Yeah.
right now, the answer would be, it's just crowded. You know, but I think Anthony Edwards is an absolute monster. He's an absolute stud. And there are people listening to us right now who the NBA is a peripheral thing for them. They watched on the playoffs, and now they're noticing this guy when this guy was a beast in Georgia.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, he was – this is how good he is. He wanted to play football. He said basketball. I like basketball, but I love football.
Well, he just met his favorite player and did a jersey swap with Adrian Peterson.
Yeah. Yeah. But remember, he was like – when pre-draft interviews, he said, I like basketball. You like basketball. Yeah, I like it. You're going to become the number one overall pick and you just like basketball? Yeah. He's that good.
Yeah.
He's that. And we know now he loves basketball. A guy does not become what he has become without spending a terrific amount, I mean, an amazing amount of time at your craft.
Does it surprise you how average Georgia was when he was there? They weren't a good team.
No, they weren't. They weren't.
You had the best player in basketball.
Maybe he just liked basketball. Maybe, I mean, something clicked. I think the NBA knew what he was going to become and got drafted off potential, as you do so many times in the association, but something clicked. He's a different cat. He's a different cat now. Let's go out to Baltimore and get Ray. What's up, Ray?
What's going on, Clay boys?
How you doing, man? Doing well, how are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing fantastic. Hope all is well with y'all. It's been a while. But what I'm going to say is SGA is the MVP. Y'all haven't mentioned him since I, picked up. And, you know, we talk about all these players. I like Shai Alexander. He's the man. To me, he's getting it done. And he got the white KD with him. You know, my homeboys always get mad whenever I call Chet the white KD. But, you can tell that's his, player.
Did you see Chet wearing a do-rag?
Man, listen, Chuck got a big beard, man. Chuck got some Dundalk in it, man. If you can read between the lines, man. But I got a question before I get off the phone, man. Because I always got to leave y'all with questions, man. I want fans to be patient with Jackson Holiday, man. You know what I mean? Like, he's struggling right now, but when he break out, It's going to be a nightmare. So, Rob, my question to you is, because do you think that they're being patient with him because of the no? Because everybody has theories to why they haven't sent him back down yet. I remember when Gunner was struggling. I remember all these other, athletes were struggling and everything. Like, do you think they're being patient with him because he is number one pick in his pedigree? Because, he's playing. I read Rich Dukroff this morning. He's playing good defense. So, what is the remedy behind that, and when is the rubber going to meet the road with my boy Austin Hayes? With because that's the curse that he got to get a shot, man. And I'll talk to y'all fellas.
Yeah, hey, thanks a lot. Killing it, by the way. You think he's got 10 homers?
Unreal. Going back to Jackson, though, I love how Ray told Joe that he wanted to talk NBA playoffs.
He did. He brought up SGA, but he got to what he wanted
But he got to the Jackson Holiday.
It's the old okey-doke.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know when you go to the pharmacy and you're like, hey, can I also pay for this stuff, too? That's
yeah.
That's what he just did. He was like, you mind if I bring this so I ain't gonna go do
I think they're patient with Jackson Holiday. We talked about this Friday. Because they can be patient with Jackson Holiday. The guys are hitting around him are tearing it up.
We just talked about back-to-back homers hitting right in front of him in the lineup, and they're winning. So it's easier to be patient when you're winning. And you know the odd thing is up until yesterday, Ramon had 5 at-bats since Jackson Holiday had been called up, and he's got 4 hits in those 5 at-bats. I mean... Come on, man.
So, I mean, that's the bottom. You know that, Jeremy. They're patient because they can be patient. He's not hurting them.
Let me ask. All right, so serious question, staying with that. Do you, West Coast trip now, how much of the game do you get in? Do you try to watch it all?
I'll answer that on the other side right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Big Bad Morning Show with Rob Long, Ed Norris, and Jeremy Kahn. Sponsored by IG Burton Buick. Experience the new Buick at IG Burton Buick. 105.7 The Fan.
Hell yeah.
Lazy yellow moon coming up to
what the hell is this?
Shining through the
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Fishing in the dark,
crickets
which I think...
singing in a
isn't that a metaphor for having sex?
So, yeah.
Do you like this?
Fishing in the dark is a metaphor for having sex?
Yeah. Like you're going around there, you're fishing around in the dark?
Okay.
Do you like this?
Do I like it?
Yeah, in a word?
No.
Okay. Surprised you didn't hear it this weekend.
I may have. After a while, it all sounds the same.
When the chorus comes in.
Yeah, when the chorus...
Nah. Never heard this before?
Never.
Wow. Lying on their backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows.
Which one's lying on their back and counting the stars?
Whoever's fishing in the dark.
Right.
Or getting fished on in the dark, I guess. And by the way, I did ask you a question, but I wanted to bring this up. Sore Ass is pitching tonight, Joe, as Rashawn calls him. And you said some guy called in and said, I have no right to make fun of.
Yeah, you can't make fun of people not being able to say words or names correctly because you can't say interest.
Well, tell that guy I'm not interested in what he has to say.
And then he said he cringes every single time he hears the commercial.
Well, cringe away, buddy.
I can't say asterisk. What is it?
Said it. You just said asterisk. It right. Asterisk.
Asterisk. Yeah. I can't say that word. But I tried to say it years ago on this station when I first started on this station. And the guy, that's when we had control of the text line. He told me how to break it down.
Yeah.
He said, dude, I love you, but this is how you break that word down. I said, I appreciate it.
I butcher the English language on a daily basis. Hey, that doesn't matter.
It's my right.
I can make fun of other people for doing it, too. No, I asked you. So I do want to see Suarez's second start.
Yeah.
It's a 9:38 start time tonight. So when you're not working, are you taking this whole game in or trying to get as much as you can before you fall asleep?
I'm that dude. I'm watching the whole game. I'm sorry, man. I'm that dude. I mean, hear me out. I'm hoping people can hear this in my voice when I talk about it. I love baseball. I love it.
I love Saliba.
I love baseball. I love baseball more than the Orioles because I can watch any game. However, my first love were the Baltimore Orioles. They're up. They're playing. See, I mean, you don't even have the excuse now. Like, oh, they're not that good. Well, no, you have zero excuses other than sleep. And we get up at a ridiculous time in the morning.
We should talk to our bosses about that.
But hear me out, Jeremy. Keep in mind, there were times when we weren't traveling. Pre and post game didn't start traveling with the Orioles until the Paul McCartney concert.
Okay.
Paul McCartney came in and he took out that whole booth. And they said, well, we can't lose a whole series of pre and post game financially. That wouldn't be smart. So they had the bright idea of sending me to Kansas City with the team. It was 2022.
Mm-hmm.
That was it for the year. But evidently something went well on that series and it clicked. And in 2023, they started full-time traveling pre and post game. So before then, I would work West Coast trips at home. I would do the pre and post for the West Coast games at home. I had an Oakland A's series when I had to get up at 4 in the morning. There were times I got home, got a snack, put on my clothes, went to the gym, worked out, got home, showered, got ready for work. That was it. And the reason why I did my workout then, because I said to myself, I got to do this again. When I get home from work, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah. Because, like, when you're working Oriole games, I root for extra innings.
I know you do.
Every time.
I know you do. So,
because it's funnier for me to see you tired in the morning.
So, I've done this before. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, to me, I'm going to watch this game. I'm going to watch this tonight. I'm going to watch tomorrow. And thank God, Wednesday is an afternoon game.
And, by the way, this is the time when you try to stay up and watch games like this. Now, I'm gonna take this game in, and if it starts to pull away one way or the other, there's a chance that I start to nod off. But thank God for the pitch clock on West Coast trips,
right?
Because we're seeing much faster games. The Red Sox had a game this weekend where the guy went, I can't believe the game went as fast as it did. They were under 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like you think about that. A baseball game, nine innings.
2 hours, yeah.
That's how it played. A lot of early swings, ground balls, flyouts.
Yeah. And tonight you got Suarez versus Detmer. Who's been pitching real well this year.
Detmers is good.
Yeah, Detmers is really – he's been pitching well this year.
Well, he's gotten the velocity up on his fastball. He gets more strikeouts. He's the one guy in the rotation that scares me. It scares the wrong word. I think he's the best guy in the rotation, and with all due respect to Sandoval. But I thought that lineup would be so much better. Even with Ohtani gone, there's a lot of decent names in there that just aren't playing well.
Remember when the Orioles beat up on them, scored a lot of runs on them? And then they left town, and they beat us in the last game of that series and went on a run. Yeah, reality caught up with them. They're 9-13, and they're 2-4 at home. This is not a good baseball team. It's not in any other way, in any stretch of the imagination. This is not a good baseball team, folks. So I'm not, you asked me what I expect in Kansas City. I said 2 out of 3. And I expected even more in this series, 2 out of 3, at least 2 out of 3. You have Suarez pitching tonight. You don't know what to expect from him, so I'm not even going to fake it. Grayson Rodriguez tomorrow versus Griffith Canning. I expect a win then. I do.
Yeah.
I expect a win.
I still expect to win a series, like, even though they're on the road. You're going to have some of these tough matchups that happen, and you beat this team's ass the first two games of the season. I'm sure they remember that. Remember, they had a closed-door meeting.
Yeah.
Is what the story was. Like, hey, this can't happen.
And Tyler Anderson, another guy, is having a pretty good year this year. But I expect to beat him, too.
I get it.
I mean, remember last year, what was it, the Brave Series, Joe? We went down to everybody like, well, this is a test for the Baltimore Orioles. That's a test for the Braves. We are that team. It's no longer us figuring out whether or not we are legit. Tyler Anderson has to go up Wednesday against the lineup where he got to figure out, dude, are you for real? Because you're going up against the lineup now. We know the numbers you put up. But, you know, we're not them.
Yeah.
We're not them. So and I love being that team. I love it. He hadn't pitched against us. His first start was when they went to Miami. And he went 7 innings, giving up no runs on 4 hits. Okay, that's Miami. Then he went against Tampa. Tampa's a good team. 7 innings, no runs on 4 hits, same as before. And then he gave up 3 earned runs against Boston in 4 1/3. And then against Cincinnati, he pitched real well, too. But, you know, I'm glad for you. I'm glad. Lefty, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you lefty on lefty against Gunner. Lefty on lefty maybe against Jackson, but I got a feeling he might not play a Wednesday afternoon game. But the rest of these guys, either switch hitters or right-handed hitters.
Yeah, so Jackson will probably get the night off tonight, too.
Who will he have tonight?
Reed Detmers.
Reed Detmers.
Yeah, lefty.
He was off yesterday. Jackson was.
Yep. Think he'll get off another. I mean, they're going to get him off against lefties. You're going to put a right-handed bat in there. I don't think until he gets going, that's going to change.
Maybe he gets going against the lefty.
Maybe. I mean, the numbers wouldn't say that, but, you know, like, who knows? Baseball's funny sometimes.
I agree with you, though. Griffin Canning is the pitcher in the second game. He's righty. He'll probably off tonight, off Wednesday, play Tuesday.
Maybe pinch hits late tonight, something. You know, who knows? But I don't have, like, tonight's games, as we're looking at it, it's not a full slate because it's a Monday. It usually never is. I mean, you look at the games on getaway days and typically days off or Mondays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays, depending on how the week goes.
Todd Koppelman joins us at 9 o'clock. We're on the other side. I told you guys I went to Nashville over the weekend. I was the most popular person in every establishment. I'm telling you, the most popular person, even on the airport. I mean, in the airport, boarding a plane with a pilot, and I'm going to tell you why I'm next on The Fan.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
I don't like how I said what's in his butt there. That sounds a little weird, a little strange.
Sounded fine to me.
I don't like that clip, Joe. Hey, I was the most popular guy in every establishment that I went to this weekend in Nashville. Every establishment.
They all watch Masson?
No, not because of that. I mean, they may not even know it. Every place I went, okay, when I went down, I had my 3/4 Orioles jacket on. And my white panel Oriole hat. And I wore that white panel Oriole hat all weekend. And I think I may have had Oriole gear on everywhere I went.
Well, yeah, that was free for you. So, yeah, that's kind of like everywhere I go, I have LifeMed gear on.
So, the first place I walked into, what's up, man? You from Baltimore? Yeah, I'm from Baltimore. And I looked at him strangely. And he pointed at my hat. I said, oh, yeah. Oriole fan? Yes, sir. You guys are good, man. You guys are good. Brandon Hyde, good manager. And he starts talking about our front office. He starts talking about our players, our young players, our veteran players. We went into, I think it was Hattie B's. And same thing, start talking about the Orioles. The hat was a symbol. A hat was a conversation piece every place I went, Jeremy. People wanted to talk Orioles baseball. Coming home, TSA agent. You know the thing you go through, you put your arms up and the thing swirls around? But they also had the metal bar, the metal detector bar. So the one agent looked at me, Baltimore, come on this way. And he took me around the other one, the shortcut. He said, man, you guys are good this year. And I'm looking at him, and he pointed at the hat. I said, oh, yeah, yeah. Gunnar Henderson, man, Gunnar Henderson. I'm like, all right. The Orioles, normally when you go places and people talk Orioles, it's how much they suck. It's been that way for a while. Am I right?
Yeah.
It was that way for a while. Now it's like, you know, people tell me how exciting they are, how much fun they are to watch. One lady says she watches them on MLB Network whenever they can be. Wish they were on national TV more. It's a team. I'm telling you, it's a fun team, Jeremy.
Yeah, and I think, too, like, we saw it before the season even started. It felt like there was more Oriole gear and people wearing their jerseys and their shirts and hoodies and everything they had leading up to it. And I think now, too, having a team like this, you're just going to see it build and build. Somebody, who was it this weekend that said to me, they got to make sure that they get Mike Elias and Sig and all the other people to a long-term deal.
Because, yeah, you do.
They're so talented at what they're doing. I mean, look at Kowser now and look at the rest of this team, and there's so many more that are on their way.
Yeah, and it just I love that the country is jumping on board this team. To me, it seems like there are more naysayers here locally than there are nationally.
Yeah.
Just to me, like, I went someplace yesterday for dinner, and there were two NBA games on. I mean, well, the NBA game was on two TVs.
Mm-hmm.
Same damn game. So I asked the one dude, I said, can you turn that one to the baseball game? And it wasn't the Orioles game. It was Sunday Night Baseball. And he sat there bitching and moaning about it. I'm like, dude, it's the same game right there. And so he and some other guy, everybody knows how the Orioles season is going to end anyway. And it's just that negativity that you get here locally. Jeremy was a bitch. I'm sorry. He's the reason why you don't call women that.
Yeah.
Because they don't act like that. He was a straight up, I'm sorry, he was. Treated the bar area like it was his own personal living room.
Yeah.
Straight up. I'm like, dude, this game and that, well, you want to look left and right and see the same game? So he turned the game on, but you get more negativity here when you go out other places, they love this team.
Yeah, and there's some people that just aren't baseball fans. They probably didn't want that on the TV. It's like, man, who cares? But I think that's the minority. You look at the majority of people here, you're going to want to watch the Orioles. You're going to want to see it. And the one thing we keep going back to, whether it sounds corny or not, is it's a fun brand of baseball to watch, too. These guys are exciting. You know, the stuff that we're seeing from some of the youngsters, and as we talked about, like, there's a lot to be excited about. We haven't even played the Yankees or the Blue Jays yet, and I think all that stuff's going to be fun as well. But outsiders looking at it is like, damn, man, you guys really turned it on last year. And I think there is a lot of pessimism. Ed said this coming to town. I've said this too. And I don't know how you feel it. There's a lot of people that have a chip on their shoulder in this city. And they want to let you know, oh, it's good. We know how this is going to turn out. We know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And they're just negative for the sake of being negative.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, no matter
like
who it is.
The world's against us. We don't see the Ravens on TV enough. But
if you notice, Jeremy, that it's that way about all athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever there's somebody's trying to argue with me, I'm making a point about LeBron James. This guy Brian wants to make a point about his political stance. What does that have to do with the player? You don't know these guys because one speaks out what his political stance is. That has nothing to do with the productivity of the player. And when you said this is year number what, 21 for LeBron,
mm-hmm.
And what are his stats like?
His stats this year are the same as Derrick Rose's the year he won the MVP.
That, I'm talking about the player. But it's just like, you're right here. We find ways to put greatness down.
Well, it doesn't matter. Like, if you're different politically from someone, you're not going to sit there and give them credit for what they're good at. Or, like, people hate LeBron. I've never, outside of some of the things he said that could have been factually incorrect about things, like, have you heard a bad word about him?
Never.
Been arrested, been
never.
Like, I think
never.
I ain't got anything bad to say about him, and I don't agree with everything he says either.
Let's go to Chris in Baltimore. What's up, Chris?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. So I'm going to mention a few Orioles, and hopefully you can match it with them being the face of the team. So when you think of Cal Ripken, you think of his dad and Mr. Iron Man. When you think of Rick Dempsey, you think of him sliding down at the water slide, whatever the thing was back in the days. He was a catcher. Brady Anderson had this crazy hairdo, haircut. He was just the man. Manny Machado, Eddie Murray, you know they was the face of the Orioles.
No, I disagree with you there. The only people there that was facing the Orioles that you just named was Eddie Murray and Cal Ripken. When was Rick Dempsey the face of the Orioles? When was Manny Machado the face of the Orioles? Manny Machado was never facing the Orioles. Adam Jones was facing the Orioles.
Okay. So where I'm going at now is who is the face of the Orioles?
Gunnar Henderson. Gunnar Henderson.
I'd agree.
Gunnar Henderson is the face of the Orioles.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that's hard at all. He named people like Rick Dempsey was World Series MVP. I love Rick. He's a personality, but I don't think he was ever, Jeremy, the face of the Orioles.
I don't think so either, because he was alongside other bigger superstars.
Yeah, he was there with you can't name Cal and Eddie. Rick Dempsey played with them and say that he's the face.
Yeah, he could be the leader of the team, but I don't know about the face.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Daily Line with Jeremy Conn at 9:15. But on the other side, we're talking Ravens. We are 3 days away from the draft. Todd Coppovich joins us up next on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.